He ran Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. That's four lines from the top, L'Rav Sheshet. Last word on the line. Okay, so we said in the last Amud that we had this brights about the Chomer Zevach and then the then Tmura. And we thought that maybe that has to be, what's the Zevach we're talking about? We thought, hey, it has to be the par of Aaron, and we want to use that to answer the Suffolk of Rabbi Nazar. And then the more Rav Sheshet over there was Doka, said, no, maybe it's talking about the Elo of Aaron. So now on that, the Gemara says, Rav Sheshet, Adamukim la Be'elo shel Aaron, Lukme Pesach. So another possibility, why does he say Dafka could be the Ale of Aaron? It can also be the Korban Pesach that also fit into this category of Chomer, the Zevach, then the Tmura. Now, Tosa says, why the Pesach, why is that any better? So he says, because we don't find by the Ale of Shel Aaron that it's called a Zevach, per se. So this is, if we're talking about the Zevach, however, Pesach, we do find it. Zevach Pesach Hulashem, right? The Korban Pesach is called a Zevach. So it would be more matim that if it would work out, it should be the Korban Pesach. Fits in with the Lashon there. So there, and then we have the properties fit in very nice. With the Pesach, it's Doches a Shabbat, it's a Tuma, and which would fit in good with the what it says over there in the Brisa, that the Chomer Zevach, that is Doche, Shabbat, and Tuma, and the Oset Tmura, the Korban Yachidu. In order to do Tmura, affect Tmura, we said it has to be a Korban Yachid, and Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid as well. So it's great, you got all the milas. So Tmura says, no, the reason why Rav Sheshet didn't say Korban Pesach, because Savar, ain't Shochetina Pesach ala Yachid. He held that you don't check the Korban Pesach ala Yachid, you need to have at least two people that are Manui on the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not really called a Korban Yachid so much, it's more like a Korban Shoshutvim. And once it's a Korban Shutvim, Mela, it can't affect Tmura, and therefore it doesn't fit in with the Brice over there. Ask the Gemara, okay, so Venuk may be Pesach Sheni. So say maybe it's Sunday, Pesach Rishon, Korban Pesach Rishon, not. And maybe it's talking about Pesach Sheni, because that is also the Yachid, that it can, they don't need to be Manui, a lot of people on it. And then now you've got everything. So Gemara says, that's the Gemara's question. Ay, mi dachi tuma. But that's very nice, but it's not docha tuma. We'll see, it's a machloikas later on. But right now we're holding that that's not docha tuma. It is docha Shabbos, but not docha tuma. And therefore, that's why it doesn't fit into this, it doesn't fit into the, brisa there of Chomer, which is says it is the example of the Zevach there has to be that it is docha tuma. Okay, Rashi. Kasavar ain't shochetin pesach al yachid, ki Rabbi Yehuda. Damar hachi, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is, mesachas psachim. The yali fly, he learns it from the pasuk, milotuchal lizboach at the pesach be'echad. And it has to be more than one person. They came and they ain't no ba, below shutfish, therefore ain't no setmura, and therefore doesn't fit in. Mi dachi tuma, the more asked though. Ikalamanda amar, lekaman, beshmaitin the lo dachis, we'll see. Okay. Next, Gemara goes on, and we mentioned on the Daf Nun Amud Aleph, over there some brises, and it mentions there that Rabbi Meir, he held that the Korban Pesach is a Korban Yachid, and Rabbi Yaakov learned that a Korban Chagiga is a Korban Sibu. And on that the Gemara asks, Amar Le, Rav Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua L'Rav. Says Vitana, the one that learned that these words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaakov, Maishna Pesach the Karle Korban Yachid and Maishna Chagiga the Karle Korban Sibur. Why is the Korban Pesach called the Korban Yachid, whereas the Korban Chagiga is called a Korban Sibur? We're talking about the Chagiga now. If you're going to say the reason why the Chagiga is called the Korban Sibur is Mishum De'asi B'chinufiya, because it comes as a group. Meaning, when a lot of people, on the Rashi says, Virigali, right, comes on the Rego, a lot of people, so that's why it's called the Korban Sibur. So what? So Pesach Nami Yati B'Chanufiya, right, the Korban Pesach also comes on the, with a lot of people, the Chag. So therefore, why is that called the Korban Yachi? So our answer is, like Rabbi would be answering now, the Rabbi Huna Rabbi Yeshua, Ika Pesach Sheni, Dolo Ati Bichnufia, because the reason why it's called the Korban Yachid is because it's referring to Korban Pesach Sheni, which doesn't come Bichnufia. Even, individuals can bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's called a Korban Yachid. Amar Lei, so now Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua is saying back to Rava, Ayim Kain, if Rabbi Meir is therefore referring to Korban Pesach Sheni, right, when he said the thing that Rabbi Meir held, Rabbi Meir says it's a Korban Yachid, so Yehei Doches HaShabbat V'Satumah, so if that's the case, it should, how could it be Doches HaShabbat and Tumah? We know the halacha is, as we'll see according to the Rabbanan coming up, right, in a minute, right, that Korban Pesach Sheni, it is not Doches HaTumah. And so how could it be? So Rabbi Meir says that it's Doche Shabbos and it's also Doche Tuma. So more answers. Amar Le, Rabbi would answer. He holds like that. The other Manda Amar and the Machloikas. Kemanda Amar Dachi that it is the Machloikas of Korban Pesach Sheni is Doche Tuma or not. And he's holding like the one that it is Doche. The Sanya, as it says in the Brisa, Pesach Sheni, Doche Shabbos ve'eno Doche Tuma, that's a Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer afto chesetuma. It's still chetuma as well. Okay, let's see, Rashi a second. Vitana, we missed that Rashi. Vitana, maishna chagiga chule. Ahutana, the tmura, the gabi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaakov, the Isi Leo. This was mentioned earlier. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, my time of the Tanakama. So what's the time of the Tanakama that holds that the Pesach Sheni is not to chetuma? Samar lach, it's logical. Why? Ibnei tuma dechiso, yatze betuma. Right? What's the reason why we have korban pesach sheni? Because a person couldn't do korban pesach rishon. Why? Because he's tame. So here I'm dochem from the rishon because he can't do it because he's tame, and now I'm going to let him do the second korban pesach sheni because he's tame. When he's tame, how could that be? So the Gemara says, okay, very good. But now if that's the case, it's so pashut and logical. Now what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says it is Doche Tumah. So what about this logic? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Lacha, he would tell you, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Kechol Kukas HaPesach, this is the Pasuk dealing with the Korban Pesach Sheni, it says that you should do the Pesach Sheni, Kechol Kukas HaPesach, just like the laws of the Pesach Rishon, Yasu Oso. Meaning, Vafilu Betumah. So he learns the Darshan out, meaning even if the person's Tame, what about our logic? So it says the Torah hechzir alav latzosa b'tahara. But if not, lo zacha, then yasenu b'tumah. That was the logic. Is it ain't a chanami? The Torah wants to try as much as it can to allow us to do the Korban Pesach b'tahara. So therefore, if a person's tamei in the first Pesach, better not to do it. Let's try to do it b'tahara. Let's push him off the second Pesach. But if the second Pesach he's still tamei or whatever. So then, okay, Leis Brera, instead of being Mavatla completely, fine, you can do it Betuma. That's the logic of Rabbi. Okay. Next. The Gemara now goes back to what we were talking about on Daf Nun Amid Beis, to refresh our memories, the Paro Shal Aaron. Right? And we wanted to know if it can affect Tmura, it doesn't affect Tmura, Rabbi Elazar Shaila. And Rabbi Elazar, we came to the conclusion that the Shaila was, going to Rabbi Elazar, how do we look at this Korban? Since it's a Korban not only for Aaron, but also for his brethren, for the other Kohanim, so the question is, how does the Kapara work for them? Is it a separate Kapara for them, and therefore it's like a Korban Shutfim at least, right, that it's a korban not only for Aaron but also for the brothers, so it's like a korban of shutfim. In Mela, it can't affect the tamura because the korban of shutfim cannot affect the tamura. Or do we say it's not like they have their own chalik in the korban, but rather bekufia? Remember, it's a floating kapara. Now, it's really only Aaron that's mainly he's like getting the kapara, but agav him the rest of the korban. But basically, it's a korban yachid. That was the shaila, and then if it's a korban yachid, then it could affect tamura. If it's a korban shutfim, it cannot. So the question is, how do we look at it? Okay, so now the Gemara is questioning the question. Like, what was the Shaila? The Chur of Esepikli, that it's clear that it has to be just like the kufiya, like agav. It can't be that like they have a chalik in it. Why? Because we have the following brisa. The asher lo amar rachamana says three times asher lo by the korban avar, and as we're going to see in the brisa, it's coming to teach us that mishalohu mevi, that it has to be his completely. Mamash has to be the kohen gadol. Where do we see this? The Sanya, here's the Brisa. Now we're going to see the three times Asher Lo, what they're coming for. Asher Lo, it says, Mishal Lo Mevi V'lo Mishal Tzibur. So he has to bring it from his own money, the Kohen Gadol, and not from the Tzibur. It has to be Mamish his. Yachol, I might have thought that maybe Lo Yavi Mishal Tzibur, why Shein the Tzibur Miskaprim Bo? Maybe the reason why he can't bring from the Tzibur is because the Tzibur doesn't have a kapar, no shaykhus to it, so Meila can't come from their money. But maybe since, as we've mentioned, his fellow Kohanim do have a kapar with it, so maybe we could bring it from their money. Sharei Echav HaKohanim is Kabrimbo. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says the second time, Asher Lo. So therefore, we see you cannot bring it from the Kohen's money. It has to be only from the Kohen Gadol. So Yachol Lo Yavi, that's only maybe Lechachila. But Ve'imevi, Ve'biyevet, okay, if you did from the Kohen's money or whatever, maybe it's okay, Kasher. Tamu Lomar, no. So Shuva says again, Asher Lo, and Shana Kasuva, Lav La'akev. So then it repeats it again, Likuva, no, it cannot be even Biyevet, it's no good. It has to be totally from the Kohen. Ah, so what do we see from here? So see, it seems clear, it has to be mamish only from the Kohen Gadol. So how can you say that it belongs, the korban belongs to Aaron, it also belongs to the other Kohenim as well, you know, that side of the suffix. Maybe it belongs to them as well. And if it belongs to them, it's a korban shutfim and it can't do tmura. It's clear that way, that it cannot be the, I mean, we said black and white here, that it has to be only the Kohen Gadol, it can't be the brethren. So what was the shayla of Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara is doch, and that says no. Ayula taimich. So what? You want to say that what? It's good. And now we answer the suffix because it has to. It's clear that it has to be that it's Aaron and the brothers are bekufya. You know, agav him. That's also no good. Why? Because if chavakoni milav dekani begave heichi mechaperlu. How can they possibly bekufya, find bekufya, but if they have no chelik whatsoever, no shaykhus of this korban whatsoever, it's only the Aaron, that's it, so then how could even the brethren have the kapara as even bekufya, even agav? How could it be? Echi mechabalu. Ella, what are you going to have to say? The shiny be'gaze, the Aaron, the afke rachamane gabi chavakonim. You have to say that the be'gaze literally is the base otzar, like it means his possession. That it's different, the possessions, the Aaron of the Kohen Gadol, and in this case, which is the par is coming from, the afkir rachamane gabei echav kohanim, that the Torah is mafkir to the fellow kohanim, the part of the Kohen Gadol's money, legabei the kapara, that they should have a kapara. Right, you know, you have to come on to something, because how could it, even agav, if they have no shaita, there has to be only 100% Aaron, how can that be? So you have to say, no, okay, it's not 100% Aaron. Basically, it's his money and everything, but the Torah is mafkir, part of it, so that the Kohanim can also have a kapar with that. So Meila, once you have to come on to that, so Haki Gabi Tmura Nami, you can say the same thing. The Shiny Begazi de Aaron, the Afkir Rechamana Gabi Echava Kohanim. So once you have to come on to such a Svara, so Rabbi Lazar felt, so you can come on to that Svara this as well, if you're going to say that the Kohanim, so to speak, have a quote-unquote chelik in it. It's not a real, real chelik. It's a chelik that the Torah gave to the Kohanim. And maybe the Torah gave to the Kohanim a real chelik, so to speak. And therefore, once they have a chelik as well, it's considered a korban shutvim again. And therefore, it can't affect tmura. And that was a shaila, right? Is it bekufya? Is it more? Is it bekviusa? So, you know, even just like the kufya have to come onto such a svara that the Torah is giving them something. So in Mela, you can say the same thing, but Kaviusa, really it's maybe Kaviusa, and the Torah is giving him this something, and like we're saying by Kufya, but then that would be the case. So it would be a Korban of Shutvim, and it would not affect Tmura, and that was Rabbi Lazar Shah. Okay, so Sinshap the Rashis, the Tepukli, so we asked the Baya to Rabbi Lazar to Leo, the question that Rabbi Lazar had asked before of the Par Aaron, right, does it affect Tmura or not, is it Kufya or Kaviusa? to this question of Rabbi Elazar we had before, let's say we can answer it. The Par Yom Kippur in the Kohanim, Bekuf Yehu, and Miskaf Ribay. It must be, because based on what we're saying now, it has to be Bekuf Yehu, that it's a Stargav, that there's a Kapar. The Ha'asher Lo, Kasav Be'Rachamana, that's Til Tezimni, because it says again, Asher Lo, in the Brisos, we saw three times, it says in the Torah, Asher Lo, Limiute Tzibur, Ve'chav Kohanim, that it can't come from them, the Lo Midid Hu, it doesn't come from their money. So Tilta Asher Lo, Ksivi Be'i, betray Krag, Vihikri Varan, Vihikriv, and Tanyana is Vishachat as Parachatat Shalom. So the three times, and therefore then we have the Lima. Ela Shani Begazu Chule Garcinan, and Afkure is Legabe Hach Kapara. In other words, we're not making it totally there, the Stam, the other, the Koning's money, but this for the Kapara purposes, it becomes there.